Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Brown Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, everybody. Always nice to talk with you, Dr. Clarity.
It's great to talk to you, Marcy.
That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity, and I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Today we're talking with Sally Parks and Stephanie Krenz.
Thank you, and thank you for joining us here on In the Loop with the Soup. We are now proud to serve Spotify and making our way to iTunes as well for a full national and international audience out there to talk about our amazing charter schools. And here in the Brown Area School District, we are a full district that celebrates both our neighborhood schools and our charter schools as one great assets of our organization. But we have some amazing students, but more importantly, amazing leaders in those buildings. And we are so delighted to have two of them here today, Stephanie Krenz and Sally Parks. And so instead of hearing from my voice, we're going to hear from you as we talk about what makes our charter schools so unique here in the Brown Area School District. So I'm going to open up with you, Stephanie, as the principal of Core Knowledge Charter School. Talk to us about the uniqueness, the qualities, and what makes Core Knowledge so special.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Clarity. Core Knowledge is a really great place. And what makes us really unique is the fact, first and foremost, that we're a K-8 school. We're the only K-8 option in the Verona Area School District. So that continuity and the vertical alignment of our curriculum all the way from kindergarten through eighth grade is a really strong foundation for our students. We are grounded in the philosophy of direct instruction model of instruction. So whatever curriculum we're looking at, we're looking for direct instruction techniques. And also the Core Knowledge sequence, which is a vertical aligned sequence for both our science and our social studies.
That is awesome. And Miss Sally Parks, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Dr. Clarity?
Every day is a great day to be a Wildcat, you know? And as we think about you in the phenomenal position of one principal, two schools in the same building, same physical building, but two very distinct, different charter organizations. So talk to us about both New Century School and Verona Area International School and what it means to be a principal of both of those.
Well, I am very honored to be principal of two phenomenal charter schools and two charter schools that have their unique mission and vision and two mission and visions that I believe very strongly in. So it is a position that I really enjoy and I feel really honored to have. The first school is New Century School, and New Century School is a charter school that is focused on the natural world environmental science. Is a big umbrella for us. We are in education lingo, we will say we are a STEAM school, and I know that has made its way to some of the popular media too. But STEAM is actually an acronym that stands for science, technology, engineering, art, and math. And what we really try to do is integrate all of our subject areas and really develop our students in that way. We do have a lot of project-based learning that happens. And what that means is we've got teachers and students coming together. They're creating questions. They're designing and developing their own hands-on learning and working together to solve different problems or different questions that they may have. So that is what New Century School is about. And then the Verona Area International School is really focused on developing our scholars to be global citizens and making them and helping them be comfortable navigating throughout different cultures and throughout different languages. One thing that is unique about what our students experience on a daily basis is half of their day is in English and the other half is in Mandarin. So it is a Mandarin immersion school. Most of our students come to us without any Mandarin background. We do have some heritage Mandarin speakers, but sometimes families are a little concerned that they don't have Mandarin in their background, and that's completely okay. We have many families, we have many multilingual learners, so languages are really important. While we do have quite a few cultural events related to Chinese culture, we have a lot of different cultural events, and students experience different cultures in different countries from around the world.
That is amazing. Absolutely amazing. As you think about for both both of you as leaders, you know, a little jealous, you know, of the opportunity to be able to engage as a student in these unique educational opportunities, but very proud as a district leader, as I know as you are, of the, we can look around outside of our windows and see most of your students when they come out, and the opportunity that they get to have every single day to have this unique experience here, right here in the Verona Area School District, just means the world. And we are so appreciative of our community who has invested the time. Both of you have governance councils that invest a significant amount of time and effort, and you two as leaders that carry those hats and wave the flag for our charter systems. And I just want to continue to reiterate as superintendent how much I value and appreciate what it means to have our charters here in the Verona School District. That's what makes us who we are, the ability to have those choices when you're coming here. So, Stephanie, I'm going to come back to you as we think about who we serve in our buildings. Can you talk about, for Core Knowledge, the grade levels that are served, kind of the approximate number of students, and what's that physical location for somebody who's listening? They may not know where you're situated.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said before, we're a K-8 school, so we serve kindergarten through eighth grade. We have about 420 students total. So we have two grade levels at at each grade level. So we have two kindergarten classrooms, two first grade classrooms, two second grade. So it gets to be a little bit smaller at each individual grade level. Being K-8, we have 420 students total. We are in the same building as Badger Ridge Middle School. That provides our middle school students the opportunity to share school-wide courses, lunch, recess, and have the opportunities once they get to middle school with the other Badger Ridge Middle School students. So quite unique in that they spend some of their day with just their Core Knowledge classmates when they're in middle school, and then the rest of the day they kind of expand out in to meet new students, have those opportunities available to them as well.
Absolutely. And the same question for you, Sally, in terms of New Century and for VIS. Talk to us about the grade level serve and number of students. And we already said the location, but if you want to reiterate where you provide these great services.
Yeah, so there are some similarities and differences between the two schools. We talk about how we are two schools in one community. And that is because we are both schools, both New Century and the Verona Area International School, are in the same building. And so it does provide an opportunity for students at the same grade level from both schools to have some social interaction. They will, for example, attend recess and lunch together. It's also an opportunity because of our unique educational learning and things that scholars have to show and share. They also share their learning with each other. And so, for example, in a few weeks, our VAS students will be doing a Chinese New Year parade. Wow. They're doing a lot of Chinese New Year celebrations. They will specifically do a parade for our New Century students. In December, we had a coding day, and our New Century students spend a lot of time with technology and coding, and they're really strong at that. So there's a lot of partnering for that, where our New Century students will mentor some of our VAS students who may not have as much experience coding. So it's a great situation for both schools to come together, but also stay very unique. Each school is kindergarten through fifth grade, and each school has about 120 students. It varies from year to year a little bit. So we have about 240 to 250 students in the building. Again, that can vary a little bit. So for New Century School, one thing that is a little bit more unique is that they do have multi-age classrooms, which means that we have classrooms that are kindergarten and first, second and third, fourth and fifth. And we have two of those for each one. So we have two kindergarten and first grade classrooms, two second and third, two fourth and fifth. There are times of the day where then the students will also go to just all first graders together, all second graders together. So they do move around a bit during the day. The great thing about it is they have two teachers that they get to know really well, and they're with both of those teachers for 2 years. And so it's a great opportunity. And it's an opportunity too for our older students to mentor and be veterans for some of our younger students and show that student leadership. On the at Verona Area International School, the students spend half their day in English and half their day in Mandarin. And so they are in kindergarten class, all first grade class, all second grade. One thing, though, that is unique is that in kindergarten and first grade, they again have the same teachers for 2 years in a row. So they'll have the same English and Mandarin teacher. So for both schools, another thing is you get to know teachers very well. Teachers get to know kids really well. And oftentimes, too, families get to know each other really well.
Mm-hmm. That is amazing. Thank you. And thanks for giving that information. I learned some things as you talked about that, as I get to know all of our buildings. There's always some aspects that I continue to learn and grow about. So thank you. I know our audience really appreciates that as well. So now we're going to get into, you know, what we know to be very important, and that's family involvement. And as part of that, could you also help our audience understand the governance council model and what that means for all three of the charter schools that serve within the Verona Area School District. So, well, Stephanie, we'll begin with you. You talk about family involvement and then pause, and then our governance council. What does that mean for Core Knowledge?
Yeah, I would almost not think of them as separate, but yeah. I can still kind of blend a little bit. So governing council is the first and foremost way that families can be involved. There's a whole continuum, I would say, of formal to informal involvement that families can be involved in our school, specifically Core Knowledge. I think a lot of it is the same for Sally at New Century VAS. But so I'll start from more formal and go down to informal. We have three governing bodies for families to be involved in. We have our governing council. This is an opportunity for families to be directly involved with policies, curriculum choices, our continuous improvement plans, to help look at our school goals and our data. They meet once a month to really partner with me in helping the day-to-day practices and policies that are influencing their students' education. We also have a PRT, Parent Roundtable. This is the organization that helps fundraise for some of the extra expenses that we take on as a charter school. They also plan events for our students. So, for example, we have parties in the day that are completely parent-led, and also some events for our families outside of school to bring families together. And sometimes some events just for our teachers as well, so teacher support committee. So they tend to be the more fun group in some ways, but they do a lot of hard work on the ground to be always thinking about next events and always thinking about ways to gather money and to help support for our students and our educational goals. The third more formal way that families can be involved is PASS, Parents Advocating for Student Success. This is the governing body that holds the charter with the school district. Yeah. So they really get into the details about, you know, what makes us unique as a charter school and helps maintain that we're following what we need to and what we want to continue with our educational goals and the mission and vision of our school. More informal, though, every day you can see many families just walking the halls of our school, helping support in classrooms, chaperone at field trips. Our door is open, and we welcome family volunteers and family engagement in any way possible in our school.
Excellent. Sally, same question for you.
Yeah, I would echo that we also at New Century School and at the Verona Area International School have a continuum for family involvement. We welcome families. We love having families involved. There are many different ways, depending on availability, time. And we also know that fluctuates and changes with families. So again, just like Core Knowledge, we have formal and informal ways that families can be involved. And so one thing we always talk about is that we don't want families to feel like it has to be a huge time commitment. You know, there's probably something you can do to help us out whenever you're available. So thinking about our governance councils, both at New Century School and at VAAS, the governance council is the group that really tends to our charter. They are responsible for designing and then also maintaining our distinct mission and vision as a school. They do a lot of making sure that our learning experiences are aligned with those mission and visions. And then each governance council also has different committees. So New Century School has a set of committees, and so does the Verona Area International School. And those committees can be things like fundraising. Any type of curriculum materials we might need that are unique to our mission and vision, they help raise funds for. Social committees that, again, do things both in the school and then outside of school, too, for our school community. outreach, helping families learn about their options and what makes each school special and how to get through some of those logistics. So there's lots of opportunities to either lead any of these groups or serve on any of these groups. We also have sometimes some ad hoc committees. So for example, right now, New Century School is working on a charter renewal. And so there's a committee that's specifically pulled together for that that's working on that. We also have some opportunities that you might kind of consider typical in a school. So you can come help shelve or library books. You can volunteer at our cafeteria, chaperone field trips. And then we also have some opportunities that are unique to each charter school. So, for example, at New Century School, our fourth and fifth graders participate weekly in something called outdoor learning, which is a very specifically designed learning experience where they usually go off-site to a location, so on a field trip, and expand the learning that they're doing. And that is one that is oftentimes, most of the time it is out in nature. However, we also do, we might visit the university or we might visit a business that has an environmental focus. And so we rely heavily on our parent volunteers to help out with that on a weekly basis. Also at Verona Area International School, we have lots of cultural events that are oftentimes special events. And so we need families to help support those different events in the school day. So things such as we celebrate Chinese New Year, we celebrate in the fall, we celebrate the Autumn Moon Festival. In June, May or June, we'll celebrate Dragon Boat Festival. So we have all kinds of things like that too.
Thank you so much for that. And as we get into our next question, and I'm going to front load this with just the way that both of you as leaders have talked about each of the schools, it's going to make a lot of people want to apply, and rightfully so.
Hopefully.
Our charters, it is. Our charters are already extremely, extremely popular. And in having great conversations with our community members, I'll talk to them about, you know, applying or maybe why you didn't apply. And there, unfortunately, was a narrative that is not correct that you had to pay a tuition to enter our charter schools. We are a public school. There is no tuition in a public school, and our charter schools are part of that public school. So there is no tuition. I made it very clear to all of our listening audience to enter any of our wonderful charter schools here in the Verona Area School District. So now that we've got that out there and we got the correct narrative out there for all of our families, we want to make sure that they're well aware of how to apply or enter the lottery to enter our schools. And so, Stephanie, I'm opening back up with you. If you can talk about if a parent, and we know they're going to be interested in Core Knowledge or any of our charters, because it's relatively the same process, what are their next steps? What can they do?
Yes, absolutely. I would say first and foremost, getting the information that they're looking for, listening to a podcast like this, reaching out for tours in the schools. We say make sure you know what it is that you're looking for, know what school is best fit for your family. Because when you go to the lottery, you have to pick one. So I think that's important for families to know as well, is that you can't enter the lottery for all three of our wonderful charter schools. You have to know which one is the best fit for you. So really getting that information first and foremost. And then it's a lottery system. So you need to be enrolled in the school district. So if you are a new kindergarten family or new to the Verona Area School District, you want to make sure that you're registered for the Verona Area School District first. And then there's a lottery application that I believe opens up January 11th, this coming Thursday. And it's not first come, first serve. So as long as the lottery application is open, fill out the lottery application. You select the one that you would like to be put into a lottery for, and then your name would be potentially pulled from the lottery. So there is no application that you have to fill out that says, you know, what makes you the best student. We're not reading through any essays or things like that. The lottery is just your name and which school you would like to be part of. And then all names go into a hat to be drawn based on the number of spots. So that's also a narrative I've heard. So I wanted to make sure that's out there as well, that we're not competing, we're not sizing students up against each other of who we want to select in our school. It's all names that are in have the same ability to be pulled.
Excellent. Thank you for that. Sally, quickly, anything you'd like to add to that process at all?
No, I think Stephanie did a good job covering it. The lottery, it is on the registrar's website on the Verona Area School District. And, of course, you could call either of our schools and we can help get you there. But I will say our registrar's office is fabulous. They are so helpful and they are super helpful with this process. So any questions you have, whether you reach out to us or to them, please do, because we want to keep it as simple and as easy as possible for people.
Yeah, and sometimes the question is what grade level you can join into. So specifically for Core Knowledge, I believe it's similar, but Sally, let me know if it's different. Obviously, kindergarten has the most spots at our school because there's no grade before that. So we currently will have 38 spots for our kindergarten class for the 24-25 school year. And then we do open up spots every year to allow for more students to join. So we have 38 spots for kindergarten. We have 40 spots overall for first grade. So that would be 2 new spots. There's potentially more than 2 new spots if a family is moving out of the district. Yes. So we at least have 2 spots for first grade. And then we go up by 2 more for second grade. So we automatically have 2 open spots to make sure we're bringing new families in. There's potentially more spots depending on availability of people moving in and out.
Excellent.
So for both New Century School and Verona Area International School, they are slightly different. Like Core Knowledge, our kindergarten classes are always where we have the most spots as yes. kids come in to join us. At New Century School, we go to have about 21 kids per grade level. And so we do take 21 kindergartners. And then spots that are open for other grade levels really depend on families that maybe are moving in or moving out of the school. I always encourage families, though, to please apply. We often have families that do have things that change in their world. And so we often will have spots open at different grade levels. I also encourage families that if you go through the lottery process and you are put on the wait list, that doesn't necessarily mean no. Over the summer, we get a lot of movements. Families' lives change, so we have openings yes. that occur, and we are often looking at those wait lists. And I will say that there are some times where we don't have people on the wait list, and I always feel kind of sad that we have spots that aren't filled. Not many, but every so often, because I've got to think there's some families out there that would have been interested if they had filled out the lottery application and been on that wait list. So at New Century School, it is one of those situations where kids can join in any grade K through 5 if they are welcomed in and there's a spot for them. For the Verona Area International School, it is a little different because it is Mandarin immersion. We do take kiddos without any experience in Mandarin in both kindergarten and first grade. In grades 2nd through 5th grade, we do look for students that have some experience in Mandarin. And that is usually we don't have a test or anything like that, but I usually have a conversation with the families, learn about their experiences with Mandarin, and share what might be similar or different so families know what their student would be experiencing and making a decision if it's a good fit for them.
Excellent. Well, first, I want to thank both of you for giving us your time today and teaching us all a little bit more about our amazing charter schools here in the Verona Area School District. So I want to give a shout out to your leadership and get a shout out to your school communities. And well, we're so proud for what you bring to the Verona Area School District. Before we close here, I want to thank our partner at Elements, who gave us a national shout out for In the Loop with the Soup right on social media, and continue to listen to us on Spotify, iTunes, and the Verona School District platform. With that, we're going to turn it back to Marcy for our closing.
The charter schools are great places to be in the VASD, as you heard today, and the time to indicate your interest when we're recording this is now until February 14th, and you can fill out that application or interest form that, as Stephanie and Sally said, is just a brief indication of which school you're interested in at verona.k12.wi.us/registration. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Solderbloom. Thanks, Sally and Stephanie. And thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.